Students and faculty show up for the annual blood drive. Turnout is encouraging. The Upper School Annual Blood Drive, organized by the Upper School Council, saw a remarkable turnout of 45 donors of both students and faculty on March 5th. The blood drive came during a time when national blood shortage has reached critical levels, with the Red Cross declaring 2024 to be the lowest number of blood donors in the last 20 years. SPA students and faculty set up to combat the shortage. Senior Henry Choi described the process as simple and easy, commenting on the sign-up registration and blood donation. "I've had an overall positive experience with the blood drive," Choi noted directly after giving blood. Students like junior Andy Allen stepped up to donate blood. Motivated to support his community, Allen said, "I came to donate blood because I wanted to help out, and I know that there's our national blood shortages." Carmeliani highlighted the success of the blood drive, stating that it has been running for a long time and this year's turnout, with 11 more signups than last year, is particularly encouraging. USC President Audrey Senaratna emphasized the straightforward nature of the process, attributing its success to the resources provided by the Red Cross. "Although the process was easy, the blood drive was very delayed, causing many students to miss class and experience long waiting times. Students were required to bring identification, and many students pre-blood donation physicals took longer than the usual. We had a couple of no-shows, and not being fully equipped to get ready to give blood is such as parental consent forms," said USC member Serena Carmeliani. Despite being 30 minutes behind, they were able to get back on schedule for the second half of the day and receive support from administrators in excusing students from missing class to donate blood. The Red Cross reaching out considers SPA a really good place to get blood from and asked if they could do two next year, according to Carmeliani. "We are hoping to do one in the fall and one in the spring," she says, as SPA consistently exceeds the blood donation standard for the Red Cross and noting the importance of blood donating during the national shortage. "So make sure to donate," said Carmeliani. "It is really important. You're saving lives and keeping the blood drive tradition going. If in school doesn't work for you, there are other locations in the Twin Cities to donate blood to the Red Cross."